to show somewhere there that teenagers, Pius gang, the parks, summer in Stockholm with the beer bag in their hands, you know, the supermarket plastic bag with four beer in or something, loitering, strolling around aimlessly, just let's sit somewhere, drink, talk, go somewhere else, smoke something, whatever, eat something. That's how many of them were living, Pio and his friends. And there he is also, long-haired, dirty really, worn-out clothes, just like the others. But he sees, I mean, we could just work this into the action here, that many, if not most, of his friends there didn't really have much of more meaning or aim or purpose or goals in their lives. They were probably, I guess you could say, products of the postmodernist, slightly or very nihilistic, gradually dystopic view on the world that results from materialism. Youngsters walking around aimlessly, just looking for some kind of pleasures. And of course, the big one, to find a member of the opposite sex or whatever. To enjoy sex with. But Pio, he's, although he seems to be one of those, he's not really. There's something, he doesn't feel at home here either. There's something in there, inside him, that drives him, leads him onwards, towards something. He doesn't know what, but he knows, he feels something that I shall do in life. Something nice, something good, something beautiful. And he steps out of that lazy life, which he never really slipped so much into, because he was painting and spending most of his time with those projects. And now he's getting serious about that. And he sees those girls going down into drugs, the other one becoming a prostitute. How they, one after another, not everyone, but some, are losing their grips, sliding down into the darker realms there of the city. So he's moving around there, you know, having connections both upwards and downwards, and we follow him in that situation.